You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for July 1989. Hello, I'm Fred Volby. Let's step right up to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, we have a lot of information to cram in this edition of the DX Audio Service, so let's jump right in with both feet. First topic of the day is the National Radio Club Convention. Mark it down in your calendars, folks. The convention will be held September 1st through the 4th. At Topeka, Kansas, or I should say in Topeka, Kansas, at the downtown Topeka Ramada Inn. Pre-registration price is $26. Now, this includes the banquet on Saturday night. You must have your pre-registration price of $26 into the club by the 17th of August. Otherwise, it'll be slightly higher at convention time. Room rates are approximately $38 per night, which figures out to be about $41.50 with the room taxes. There is a 24-hour limo service from the downtown Topeka Ramada Inn to the airport in Topeka. And into Kansas City International Airport, there's a $30 ground shuttle to Topeka. If you'd like to partake in the Sunday morning brunch, it's only $6.95 extra. That's $6.24 for senior citizens. But, Phil, that doesn't mean just because you have white hair, you can take the senior citizens discount. Come on, Phil. Anyways, we hope to see you at the National Radio Club Convention, September 1st through the 4th in Topeka, Kansas. Your host will be, of course, Paul Swearingen, editor of DX News Magazine. Now, here's the address where you send your registration into, or if you'd like to write information concerning the convention. But again, we'd like to remind you, Paul does not have anyone easily accessible to reading Braille, so please send it in written form only. Send your information to the National Radio Club Convention, Post Office Box 5711, Topeka, Kansas, 66605. And again, we hope to see you at the National Radio Club Convention. Now here's Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch column. Jerry?
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with yet another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Here's edition number 205, and we start with our call letter changes on 570. Longstanding call of KLUB in Salt Lake City, Utah, changes to KISN. 600 KESR, Independence, California, becomes KNYO. On 620, KCLQ, Hanford, California, changes to KIGS. And on 900, KCLW, Hamilton, Texas, becomes KOES. Jumping up to 1150, WDIX in Orangeburg, South Carolina, becomes WORG. 1240, KJCY, Mountain Home, Idaho, changes to KLVJ. 1250, KXET, San Antonio, Texas, becomes KRNS. On 1260, KPIN, Casa Grande, Arizona, changes to KFAS. 1270 WHRP, Portland, Tennessee, will be WQKR. 1280 WIPC, Lake Wales, Florida, becomes WKZJ. Two changes on 1340 WTRX, Flint, Michigan, becomes WDLZ. And KTYL in Tyler, Texas, will change to KZAK. 1350 WHYS, Fort Myers, Florida, becomes WCRM. 1450 WLKN, Lincoln, Maine, becomes WTOX. 1510 KCAF, San Rafael, California, becomes KTID. On 1520 KADI, Camdenton, Missouri, changes to KFXE. 1570 WHLP, Centerville, Tennessee, becomes WYXE. And on 1600, a non-change. Last month we told you that WSNX in Muskegon, Michigan, was going to change to WSNZ. They had second thoughts, evidently. They had that call change set aside and never used the other call letters. So in 1600, Muskegon, Michigan is and remains WSNX. Quite a few applications for new stations to report in this edition. On 620 in Winchester, Nevada. On 680, Tioga, Louisiana. On 810, Princeville, Hawaii. If you recall, last month we told you about an application for a news station in Princeville, Hawaii on 630 kilohertz. The people who made that application asked the FCC to dismiss it, and they did, and now they have reapplied, this time for 810. 820, Paw Creek, North Carolina. On 1100, either Sun City or Youngstown, Arizona. The FCC has ordered the applicant to choose one or the other for their city of license. They had requested to have one license covering both of these cities. And, of course, the FCC will no longer do that, so he's been asked to specify either Sun City or Youngstown, Arizona. That's on 1100. Two more new stations applied for on 1190, Odessa, Florida, and on 1200, Macanopy, Florida. That's actually a reapplication. Looking at new stations that were granted by the FCC, at least temporarily or so it seems, there are three, two are still around. 870 Berlin, Vermont was granted 250 watts with a D3 antenna. That grant was subsequently rescinded by the FCC within 2 weeks of the time it was granted. That rescinded license was without explanation, at least so far, so it'll have to be a mystery to all of us why that was done. We hope to find out in time for the next edition of the audio service, but I guess probably you could write Berlin, Vermont in on your log tentatively on 870, although at the moment that was granted and within a period of less than 2 weeks rescinded by the FCC. Big mystery there. Two other news stations that were granted and are still around on 1010, Sartell, Minnesota will be 500 watts with a D1 antenna. And on 1600, Watertown, Minnesota will be 5,000 day, 5,000 night. The antenna will be U3. Taking a look at applications for changes from existing stations, this was touched on briefly in a news flash in the last edition of the audio service, but we'll run down through it again for you. On 690 WNZK in Westland, Michigan, the FCC has granted a waiver to this station to allow it to apply for a split frequency operation. Now, here's what they want to be: 5,000 watts daytime on 690, 2,500 watts nighttime on 680. This is the first such request made by a U.S. station since the year of 1950 and would not normally meet the FCC's allocation policies as they stand today, but the commission has stated that if it receives more waiver requests, it will be, in its words, compelled to examine this policy to determine if changes are necessary. So this could open up a whole new can of worms, we'll find out, and watch with great interest the further progress of this unique application for WNZK. Other applications from existing facilities, a number of them for very minor changes, but we'll look at the highlights. On 1180 WCLP, Claude, Texas, would like to change its city of license to Amarillo Township, Texas. And highlights from several grants to existing facilities. On 900 WCPA, Clearfield, Pennsylvania, goes full-time. They raise their day power to 2,500 watts and add 500 watts at night. You can change your log to make their antenna read U4. And on 1190, what is probably the last of the Canadian daytimers, CJMR in Mississauga, Ontario, will be moving to 1320 kilohertz. They'll have 20 kilowatts in the daytime, 2 kilowatts at night. The antenna will be U4. Now let's scan down through the otherness section of the AM switch. Starting on 700, an application for a new station in Camas, Washington. That application has been dismissed. On 1010, KPSL, Thousand Palms, California. This is a brand new station, has only been on the air for less than 6 months. It has already gone silent. They have announced they will return sometime in July of 1989, but we will keep you posted on that. On 1040 WAMN, Green Valley, West Virginia, this station is finally on the air. They are running 1,500 watts, considerably less than they had originally received in their grant. That was relicensed for 1,500 watts, and that's the power, and the station is now on the air. On 1060 KFNA, El Paso, Texas, this station is silent. Also on 1060 KFIT in Lockhart, Texas, this silent station is preparing to return to the air with somewhat of a different format. They will be religious talk. At the present, the station's transmitter site, this station has been off the air for quite a long time. Their transmitter site has been reported to be seriously vandalized. Most all the windows are broken. All the equipment has been smashed beyond repair, and at least one tower has been toppled. So it looks like the new owners have a major project on their hands to put this station back on the air. On 1070 KWSA, West Klamath Falls, Oregon, new station is on the air. 1150 WMET, Gaithersburg, Maryland. Last month we told you they were silent. Well, they're back. The silent period was due to transmitter problems, according to the station. 1200 WOPA, that's that new call for the new station on 1200 in Chicago. The target date for regular programming was June 10th, 1989. We don't have any confirmation of that yet, but you might expect that this station is on the air by the time this reaches you. On 1210 KBET, Santa Clara, California, this new station also had a target date of June 89. We'd be interested to know if any of our listeners have heard this new station. And KRGO, Fowler, California, they're still on 1220, but they expect to move to 1210 sometime in August of 89. On 1230, KKUL, Hardin, Montana, several DXers had reported hearing this silent station back on the air. We don't know what it was they heard, but it was not KKUL. The manager of the radio station reports that they have no plans to return the station to the air. On 1250 WREN Topeka, Kansas, station's been silent for over a year. Several sales have fallen through. KTOP in Topeka wanted to buy the facility and move from 1490 to 1250, but that fell through, and KTOP remains on 1490. But the station has finally found new owners. The sale has been completed, and you might expect to hear WREN back on the airwaves on 1250. 1320 WLEE, Richmond, Virginia. Station was silent. It returned to the air several months ago with the old WLEE calls. Well, you guessed it. This station is silent again. Here's a DX tip for you on 1330, which is passed along by National Radio Club member Dave Schmidt, who is a consulting engineer to a number of radio stations in eastern Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Maryland area. On 1330 WASA, Havre de Grace, Maryland, due to reconstruction of their antenna system, the station will be operating with a non-directional pattern at somewhat reduced power until probably at least the end of July. So if you live in one of the directional nulls of this station, that null won't be there for a while. Good chance to catch it when you're DXing. On 1340 KLID, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, this station is silent, but now has new owners and might be expected to return to the air soon. 1370 WBYE, Calera, Alabama, silent station is back on the air. On 1390, WFBL in Syracuse, New York, is kind of a strange case. Several months ago, we told you that this station, which had been silent for quite a long time, had returned to the air. Well, it looks like they have returned to the air, but only on a very sporadic schedule. Some days, they sign off before noon. As a matter of fact, one of our listeners heard them sign off at 11:45 in the morning one day, followed by a period of days when there was no broadcasting at all. We don't know exactly what their schedule is. It will be, but we know that at the moment it's quite sporadic, so don't be surprised if you don't hear WFBL on a regular basis, even though you may be close to the Syracuse market. On 1490, KMOW in Austin, Texas. Even though their calls are KMOW, if you hear them, except for the legal hourly ID, you will hear them calling themselves KNOW or KNOW. That used to be their call. They briefly changed to KEYI, and while they were KEYI, another station snatched up KNOW. When they decided to go back to their former call, they found out it was gone, so they got as close as they could. So it is not an error in your log or in your notes or in the DX audio service. If you hear this station saying KNOW, they may very well say that, but the call officially is KMOW. That's 1490 Austin, Texas. 1510 KZZI, West Jordan, Utah, suburban Salt Lake City, silent station is back on the air with business and motivational programming. On 1560 KEGG, Dangerfield, Texas, this station is silent, but that silence is pending sale to new owners, so it may be back. And finally, we'll take you out of the broadcast band simply because there has been a lot of talk on this subject. The National Association of Broadcasters experimental transmitter, which will be testing the two types of anti-skywave antennas, has finally been granted an experimental license by the FCC. And to stop all the speculation, the frequency for these experiments will be 1660 kilohertz. And by the way, the call assigned to this experimental transmitter will be KA2XXB, a location near Beltsville, Maryland. We don't know when this facility will be on the air. Maybe late this year, possibly not till next year. It's been delayed a lot of times. Those experiments are expected to take at least a year, so everyone will have at least a chance to try to hear this station on 1660 to see how effective the anti-skywave antennas may actually be. And that's it for another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. This is Jerry Starr reminding you that we enjoy hearing from people who listen to the DX audio service, and of course we always solicit your tips, especially for the Otherness column. Most columns, the information comes directly from FCC press releases, but in Otherness, it's up to you, the listener, to let us know when new stations come on the air, when old stations go silent, or when major changes are made. So we're always appreciative of feedback from the listeners. And although Fred sticks it in once in a while, we'll stick it in right now. Our address is in care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio. The zip is 445121320. That's about it for this month. We'll look forward to talking to you in about 30 days. Now again, here's Fred.
Well, thank you very much, Jerry. I'd like to remind you about the National Radio Club's Publication Center, where they got all kinds of goodies for the DXer and radio hobbyists, such as the AM Radio Log in its 9th edition. It's $12.95 U.S., $13.95 Canadian to our members of the DX Audio Service. Also, the enlarged type edition of the AM Radio Log, which is $19.95 member, $22.95 for non-members of the club. Also, the FM station address book, which is $8.95 U.S., $9.45 Canadian. The 50th anniversary book. For members, it's $12. Non-members, $15. The nighttime antenna pattern book, which includes the 1980 updates. Most patterns are still good despite of the age of this material. Members, $5. Nice reference book to have. Also, I'd like to remind you about the 9-ounce coffee mug. Your chance to mug somebody with a 9-ounce ceramic coffee mug from the National Radio Club, $6 U.S. and $6.75 Canadian in Mexico. Another thing is the National Radio Club stationery. If you write a lot to stations, you might want to think about this. The National Radio Club stationery, 100 sheets for $5. And finally, something new, which they just recently introduced, which is really nice for somebody who doesn't have a lot of time to sit down and address a bunch of letters or perhaps packages that you send out to different people. You design it labels. These labels are 5 lines across, 35 spaces, 175 spaces in all. They're $2 for 100 labels. And what you can do is have, such as if you're a member subscribing via the returnable rate, you can have 100 labels with our address there. So all you have to do is peel them off and stick them. Or you can use them for tape labels to put on tapes or whatever. 5 lines, 35 spaces, $2 for 100 labels. Where do you get all this fantastic stuff, you might ask? Well, from the National Radio Club Publication Center. The address is Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661. Well, into the studio, here he comes, Mr. John Bowker. And John, we finally hit 1600. I don't believe it. And I guess next couple months we'll have to sit back, regroup, and then start all over again.
Well, Fred, you're absolutely right. It's been a long row to hoe ever since we started at 540 on the dial, and here we are tonight at 1600. We're about 6 or 7 months late beyond what I had expected it to take. And it's going to be fun going over it again, because do you realize we have over 1,000 stations new since we started at the 540 frequency? What's it been, about 2 years? Oh, my goodness sakes. So it's going to take us even longer to go through it, so you better keep your subscriptions up, everybody in the DX Audio Service, or you're going to miss something good. And we'll be telling you how to you can contribute more to the Travelogue and the DX Audio Service as we go along. So we'll do 1600 tonight. Next month, I'm going to do a special tape on the Travelogue, and this will be some IDs that I can't identify. And let's see, maybe a couple of my favorite IDs across the whole band. A little bit at 1610. We may just come up with the one at 530 up in the Niagara Frontier area. We'll see. Anyway, and then in September, we'll start at 540 on the dial, and we'll go right up the dial again, as we did before, with all these new stations and a few of the oldies, too. So make sure you keep your subscriptions right up to the moment. How about that? Now, last month, if you remember, at this time, we asked a trivia question about how many three-letter calls. I'll get it right now. Don't look at me that way, John. Yeah, the question, let's see now. What state has the most stations with three-letter calls, is that right? Yeah, okay, fine. If you pull out the 50-kilowatt stations, no fair counting 50 kilowatts. And, John, what you said was there is a dead heat tie that there. No, first of all, why don't you come over, take that mic over there if you want. As a matter of fact, I'll join you. Why don't you say hello, John?
Well, good afternoon. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you very much. Let's go with the answer to the last month's trivia quiz. What state leads, or you said there was a tie for
first place? There was an absolute tie for first place. Now, again, this is as of last December, so things may have changed in the meantime.
This is also according to John S. Bowker, not the John Bowker that you're... Yeah, go ahead, John.
Your own airline.
Right.
The two states are Iowa and Washington. And just so you can confirm these numbers, I will tell you that in Iowa, in Ames, Iowa, WOI, in Shenandoah, it's KMA, in Des Moines, KSO, in Davenport, WOC, and in Cedar Rapids, WMT. And in the great state of Washington, there are two in Seattle, KJR and KVI, in Olympia, KGY. In Yakima, one of my favorite call lines, KIT, K-I-T.
Yeah.
And the last one is in Wenatchee, Washington.
You said that like a true Massachusetts scientist.
Well, thank you. Wenatchee, Washington has KPQ.
That's great. Thanks, John. We'll have you back for another quiz another month. Thanks very much.
Yeah, it was my pleasure.
All right. Now, let's see. I'll come back. You can stay. You can stay. The quiz for this month, if you're ready for this, is... How many radio networks, national radio networks, are there in the United States? And that's the question. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Let me give you a clue. ABC, that's one. And you're going to say, oh, no, there are four or five ABC networks. And I say, yeah, I know that. ABC is one. I'm making up the question, you make up the answers. That's the kind of thing I'm looking for. As far as what counts as a network, it's an interconnect of a whole bunch of stations that broadcast either simultaneously or on tape delay. For instance, if you say Associated Press Radio Network, yeah, that's another one. That's two I've given you. How many are there? And what we'll try to do next month is tick them all off. And really, one of the reasons I'm doing this is to see if my list is up to date and complete. But remember, I'm talking only national networks. And so there we go. That's the question for this month, and we'll give you the answer as we have it next month. But these trivia questions are getting more and more sophisticated, if you've noticed, and some of them may not have an absolute answer. But that brings us to this penultimate moment, whatever that means, Fred. And this penultimate moment is that we are now at 1600 on everybody's dial. And we're going to take a geographic tour starting at the East Coast and going as far to the West Coast as one can get. I think we get our feet wet. No, we don't go to Hawaii. But not tonight, anyway. We do when we start back up the dial. So let's go with 1600 on the DX Audio Service for July 1989.
To Jack Diamond on Boston's original and only full-time oldies show on WUNR Radio 1600, serving Brookline and Greater Boston.
WTYM, East Longmeadow, Massachusetts.
WIXY 16, WIXY, East Longmeadow. Lucky is batting 249.
29 after the hour of 4, right here.
This is the old hit record station, WLNG, AM and FM, Sag Harbor, Long Island, New York.
Right now, and for a limited time only.
This is WWRL New York. We are number one in the nation with great gospel music.
AM radio with a different spirit
in Allentown.
1600 WHLA.
Bible study shouldn't be a struggle.
Celebrating 30 years with you. AM 16, WPDC, Elizabethtown, Hershey.
Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning, I'm John Belmont.
We're listening to music on Morning Song this morning. This is Life for Life, WJSA, 1600 AM, WJSA FM, 93.5, Jersey Shore, Williamsport, Lock Haven.
WAYC, 1600, Bedford.
This is the NBC Radio Network. I'm Ann Taylor.
WINX, Rockville, dial 16.
Rain continuing into the afternoon, the high 85, clear overnight with the low 50. That's state and local news. WKEN Dover, ABC News is next.
I'm George Allen. The once promising political career of a House Democratic leader is coming to a close. Tony Coelho of California says he's resigning.
Music from the top of your dial, 1600 WCPK in Chesapeake.
You've discovered pure gold. WKWF Key West.
Yeah. No, it's cheaper to keep it.
This is WOKB Winter Garden, where you hear the music and more on Tiger Radio.
Serving Rome and surrounding counties from Harriman, Tennessee, this is WHBT Radio.
We'll have about 3 minutes of news. And we're going to be right back with the Ron Rowe Show and all of these special requests. In 20 seconds, Cook's Pharmacy time will be 11 a.m. Remember Cook's for all your prescription needs. This is WSTL, 16 Country, Eminence, Kentucky.
You're on the right side of the dial. WKX, Eminence, Shelbyville.
This is WKX local news at the top of the hour. Burley auctions will begin November 23rd.
Say, it occurs to me, maybe I should just step in for a second, because that was kind of a toughie, I thought, there. WKXF, Eminence, Kentucky. Eminence, Shelbyville, is that what he said? So we had two from Eminence up. That's right, just south or whatever of Louisville, as Dick Chuax can tell us. We're going to be going up into Ohio and then Michigan and back down into Indiana, Illinois, and across Missouri and Nebraska, Colorado, Utah, California, Oregon, before we're done. So we got a lot more to go. And actually, a couple of surprises at the end. But I hope you followed us so far through Massachusetts and New York. I think I skipped one in New York, by the way. We had four in Pennsylvania at 1600. Boy, this frequency doesn't go anywhere. And it's not a graveyard frequency either, is it? Okay, let's go back. We should be coming up now to, a fellow named Mark Stevens in, is it Dayton or Springfield? Springfield, Ohio. I used to work with a fellow named Mark Stevens in news at WHWH. I'm going to have to look this guy up. Okay, here we go. I'm to Springfield, Ohio.
WBLY Springfield is your 24-hour information station.
Good afternoon. We have 76 degrees in downtown Springfield. I'm Mark Stevens with your noon report. Dick Graber standing by. He'll take a look at that Labor Day weekend weather forecast.
Number one for Michael Johnson back in April of 1978. That's Bluer Than Blue.
We are WTTF and WTTF-FM, Tiffin, Ohio. Good afternoon. It's 72 degrees in downtown Tiffin.
Hello, I'm Leslie Irish. Listen for me Monday morning on AM Ann Arbor.
It's 5 p.m. Join the free Curtis Mathis Lifetime Movie Club. Curtis Mathis and the Kroger Perry Shopping Plaza. Is it really worth it to go anywhere else? This is Washtenaw County's information station, now in our 40th year of broadcasting. This is the Whitehall Broadcasting Company, Radio 16, WAAM, Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti.
NBC News is next.
NBC News. This is John Bohanna.
WTRU Muskegon, saluting our newest winner in true high
level. WCGO, Chicago Heights.
You're listening to WMCW in Harvard. High noon.
From the great American Midwest, you're listening to KATZ, St. Louis.
It's 11 o'clock this morning from KNCY, AM and FM stereo, Nebraska City, Nebraska, the station that cares. 11 o'clock time once again for Mutual News.
UN monitored ceasefire between Iran and Iraq. Bomb blast in Northern Ireland killed 7.
Your close friend Moon on the station with still $28,000 to give away in the pyramid. Matter of fact, we're going to call a name before 7:30 on KRXY FM AM Lakewood, Denver.
Y108.
1600. KLAT, Centerville.
I'm gone.
16 KWOW, Pomona.
I'm Ann Jeffries for Money Radio.
Thank you, Ann. Thanks for the update on the traffic. You're listening to KMNY, Pomona, Los Angeles, with studios in the Pacific Stock Exchange building downtown.
Let's face it, we're just barely listening. Do you know, that was recorded at the airport, LAX, Los Angeles International Airport, on a not very good day. And, of course, I was about to get into a big silvery bird with my wife, and we were talking about, you know, common accident taking both of us. You could hear the static and the lightning. But it's too bad, because KMNY has a terrific idea, at least, for a type of format. But they just don't cover Los Angeles. It's too bad. They're out in Pomona, and if you know where that is, it's right, you know, just a few feet away from Los Angeles, I swear. So be it. Let's stay in California for a couple of more IDs.
KGSD, Fresno, California.
Listening for a heartbeat in the darkness, Don Williams at AM 16 KUBA, Yuba City, Marysville. It's 11 o'clock. Talking about Vanna White and Sylvester Stallone. You should have seen the gown she was wearing. Man, I tell you, she was turning lots of eyes.
1600 KED, a face in the crowd. Michael Martin, Murphy, and Holly Dunn coming up on 4 o'clock as we continue this Keyed T-shirt weekend giveaway. It's 46 degrees. Up next, news from United Station.
Okay, that's as far as we go to the west, and we aren't quite done with 1600 yet. I told you I was missing one in New York State, and here it is.
Get the MCR radio habit. It's a happy habit. You'll be happy to have it. This is WMCR AM-FM Oneida, AM 1600 FM 106.
Now, at 1600 on the dial, I have a couple of stations that are clearly identified, but they aren't legal IDs. They don't give the name of the city. What else is new, right? Here are a couple that we recorded. One we recorded about 18 years ago in Wheeling, West Virginia. What do you make of this?
WHLL in the Golden Valley.
Yeah, they went through a call letter swap with some other stations, and then one thing led to another, of course. And then 1982, I was driving by myself just north of Indianapolis, and could not get this station to identify for Love Nor Money, but here it is.
Star Power. Wings, Olivia Newton-John, Streisand. Star Power, W-A-R-U.
That's in Peru, Indiana. One of the biggies, right? Okay. Now, we're going to wind up... Get your hand off that off switch, Fred. We're going to wind up with the soupçon of 1600 IDs. I didn't know this even existed. One of our DX Audio Service subscribers sent this to me. What do you make of this?
American Forces Radio.
You're listening to Volcano Radio ZD8VR, the voice of ascension, broadcasting on 1600 kHz AM, 95 MHz FM Network 1. Volcano Radio is affiliated to the American Forces Radio and Television Services. Happy listening.
Volcano Radio.
How would you like to go through life with this being called Volcano Radio? Ascension Island out in the way over the eastern part of the Atlantic Ocean. Hey, Fred, it's been a trip, hasn't it? We'll take a month's breather next month, as I said, with some special little tapes I've collected over the years, to which you can add, if you'd like, any Fred or anybody else. And then we'll start 540 in September, as I mentioned. How does that sound, Fred?
Sounds real good, John. And, boy, it took us a long time to get down to 1600. Well, anyways, here's 50 cents, John. Go get a cup of coffee. Indulge. Anyways, from the Garden State of New Jersey, we take a trek down to Texas. And here's Mr. Bill Hale with Domestic DX Digest.
With highlights of Domestic DX Digest, I'm Bill Hale for the DX Audio Service. Last time, I highlighted some non-DX items from the column and have received favorable response. But I'm not allotted enough time each issue to go over all the special material, so I'll spotlight just a few special items this time, and then some of the more noteworthy DX catches, too. First off, the special. Both Carl Jeter and Eric Buneman reported the new WPBD 640 in Atlanta being on with these call letters and running the full 50 kilowatts during the day. John Wilkins reports that KBXG 740 in Denver is now talk radio format, with old-time radio programs on Sunday. This is the former KBPI. Doug Beard reports that KLEH 1290 in Anamosa, Iowa's schedule is 0700 to 2210 ELT, so those of you with logs make that change. Tony Fitzherbert checked in with news that WCUM 1450 in Bridgeport, Connecticut is now on the air with Spanish music and loud Spanish IDs, calling themselves Cumbro Radio. They're 24 hours NSP. Charles Ray of Leamington, Ontario, says that WPAD 1560 Paducah, Kentucky signs off at 0200 after the Best of King show, giving a sign-on time of 0700. And Eric Buneman also reports these stations with CQAM stereo. WDUM 550 in Gainesville, Georgia, WKHX 590 in Atlanta, WMT 600 in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, WAPE, the Big Ape, 690 in Jacksonville, WSON, 860 in Henderson, Kentucky, WQRX, 870 in Valley Head, Alabama, WINS, 1010 in New York City, KDKA, 1020 in Pittsburgh, KYW, 1060 in Philly, WDJX, 1080 in Louisville, WFOM, 1230 in Marietta, Georgia, WSPZ, 1520 in Douglasville, Georgia, and on 1590, WZRX, Jackson, Mississippi, and WKTP, Jonesboro, Tennessee. Now on to some notable DX catches. Don Voorhees of Oswego, New York, reported WHBQ 560 Memphis on 416 with a million-dollar weekend slogan and a phone number of 458-6656 to call. They were alone on the frequency at 0608 hours. Barry Chenal of Cedar Bluff, Virginia, reported hearing KHLT 1010 in Little Rock on April 1st with a legal ID into NBC News and later the Interstate Radio Network. The signal was fair with some QRM. Barry, I hope I pronounced your name correctly this time. Up on 1240, Paul Swearingen of Topeka, Kansas, heard WIBU Poinette, Wisconsin on April 14th at 2331 hours with the slogan, This is the Polka Station, WIBU Poinet, Madison, into, well, what else, a polka. The signal was very good and atop the channel. Wendell Ford of Westville, Indiana, writes to say he was listening to WELL 104.9 in Marshall, Michigan, and heard them ID for WELL AM and FM in Marshall and WALM in Albion, so sort of a mini network. Now here's the catch. There is no WELL AM in Marshall, Michigan. I think what may have happened was the announcer messed up, as WELL used to be the call for WALM AM in Albion. Marshall and Albion are only about 10 or 12 miles apart, so are probably one outfit now. If anyone else can shed some light on this question, let us know. Rick Dow of Oakland, Iowa, reported hearing WNIX 1330 in Greenville, Mississippi on May 3rd at 2100. Yeah, the signal was over and under KFAC with music by Elvin Bishop into an ID. You're listening to the best music on WNIX Greenville. Rick says it's his 11th logging from Ole Miss. He also reported logging KTOP 1490 Topeka, Kansas on May 15th at 1911 with weather, an ID, oldies. Rick comments that KTOP is a great-sounding oldie station, and he'll be glad to see it take over WREN's old spot of 1250. Let me remind you that if you're reluctant to contribute to the DDXD column, as you're not sure of how to report your loggings, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope with your request, and I'll be glad to send you a sample of what the column looks like. This offer, of course, is good for subscribers of the DXAS only. So I hope to hear from you out there in DX land. And a reminder, my new address here in San Marcos, Texas is 734 Burleson, B-U-R-L-E-S-O-N, in San Marcos, Texas. The zip code is 78666. So until next time, this is Bill Hale for the DX Audio Service.
Hello, everyone. Time for an update on the format changes, direct from the pages of DX News. My name is Ed Metkus, and here we go. 590 WKLL Wood River, Illinois is now SMN Cool Gold. 630 KXOK St. Louis, Missouri is now All News. 740 WLWI Montgomery, Alabama is now Oldies. 93 WJBY Rainbow City, Alabama is now Country and Western. 1060 KTOZ Springfield, Missouri is now Adult Standards. 1080 KLRS Santa Cruz, California is PM Breeze New Age Format. 1150 KIIS Los Angeles, California now simulcast with their FM with Contemporary Hit Radio. 1150 WMET Gaithersburg, Maryland is now silent. At one time, this station programmed all humor. 1170 WAIA St. Augustine, Florida is now Visitors Information Radio with ads for local businesses and travelers information. 1210 WCAU Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is now All Talk Radio. 1230 KKUL Hardin, Montana is now silent. Also on 1230 KAMJ Phoenix, Arizona is now All Sports. KLAV Las Vegas, Nevada, also on 1230, is Country and Western with Sports. 1270 WYYN Tallahassee, Florida, is now Motivational Talk. That used to be WTNT Country and Western. 1310 WGKR Perry, Florida, is now silent. 1330 WKTP Corbin, Kentucky, is Country and Western, simulcasting with their FM. 1340 WKGN Knoxville, Tennessee is Urban Contemporary again. 1360 WWBZ Vineland, New Jersey is now silent, with the possibility of Glassboro State Teachers College of taking over this frequency for its use. 1370 WBYE Colerie, Alabama is now silent. 1400 WWXX Alpharetta, Georgia is now back on the air with financial news. 1460 KZXR Salinas, California is now heavy metal. 1500 KSJX San Jose, California is All Money Radio Network with local news during AM drive time. 1510 WKKU Boston, Massachusetts is now Automated Country and Western. Also on 1510, WXVX Monroeville, Pennsylvania is now Modern Rock X15. 1520 WNTA Augusta, Georgia is now News Talk. They used to be WTMB Gospel. And 1590 WKTP Jonesboro, Tennessee is now Easy Listening, simulcasting with AM 1400 WKPT Kingsport, Tennessee. And that's it for this edition of the Formats column. My name is Ed Mitkus, 73s and good DX.
Thank you very much, Ed, and also Bill, for some timely information here on the DX audio service. I'd like to remind our membership that if you have a change in your address, perhaps you should get that information to us as soon as possible so it goes into the computer and you don't miss an issue of the DX audio service. Send it up to Mike at headquarters. Address it to Mike Knitter, K-N-I-T-T-E-R, at the National Radio Club, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. And just recently, we started taking credit cards, so if you'd like to pay for your subscription via credit card, you can call that information into Mike at headquarters at area 608-423-4159. However, no collect calls will be accepted, and that'll take care of your subscription for the DX audio service. On part two of the audio service, Phil Wayne, your calls, and a whole lot more. See you on part two of the DX audio service.